He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Narragansett, Rhode Island makeshift studio. We're doing a little traveling, taking care of some family business and other stuff, if you will. So we are going to bring you the show today from Rhode Island. We are on show number 540, I do believe. Today we're going to take a look at what I think is an unusual, very esoteric device. And if you need it, you need it. If you don't, it's probably not for you. So let us take a look at the Verilux. The Verilux light, they call it the Happy Light, and they make a variety of products really for a disease called SAD, S-A-D, Seasonal Affective Disorder, and it has to do with light. There are some people that just need a certain amount of sunlight to maintain a psychological level of balance, and if they don't get enough sunlight, they don't feel good. And my late wife actually suffered from that, and she always craved sunlight, especially in the winter time. So Verilux, as you can see, makes products that put out a specific angstrom light temperature, if you will, similar to what the sunlight puts out. And they're all the same. They have a variety of different flavors of lights. Introducing the Happy Light, they have the Lux, they have one called Liberty. They have several different brand names, if you will, but they all do the same thing. And some of them have more features than others. But primarily, they're going to put out 10,000 lux intensity, and it creates daylight. And some of them have more brightness, some of them have less brightness. But as you can see right there, that is the light. Now, daylight, compared with lighting indoors, the natural light of the sun is more than 100 times brighter, of course. We can't get the right close sunlight regularly. Our sleep cycle is thrown off, and this has a lot to do with circadian rhythms. But bright light therapy is a sunlight that substitutes and fights the winter blues, or what's called seasonal affectational disorder, and it will also affect your sleeping patterns. As I mentioned, this is 10,000 lux to mimic a bright, sunny, happy day, and this enters your body actually through your eyes, and that's essentially it in a nutshell. And you're supposed to put this light roughly 6 inches to a foot or two away from your eyeballs. So here is one of the lights. This is one of their original models. This one is called Liberty. They're all pretty much the same. The more advanced models have a little button here, and you can play games with the intensity and also the lumens, the color temperature of the light. This does have a swivel bottom, if you will, so you can lean the light away or towards you. There's two buttons on this particular light. This is the Liberty model. One's low and one's high. I'm going to turn it on low. You're not going to be able to see much, but I'll put it pretty much about a foot away from me right now. And now that's the low level, and now I will turn it on. There's the low level, and now I will turn it on to the high level. And it's just the light. Now, if you keep this close to you and you don't look into the light, essentially, but you do your reading or your computer work or whatever, and you need to keep your eyes open so the light gets in through your eyes, and that's how your body processes it. Much, I guess, like a plant that needs light, and you have these grow lights. So if you use a certain temperature grow light that has a certain color and frequency of the light, your plants will grow. Well, this is not going to make you grow, although there is a therapy, light therapy, a laser light therapy that claims to have the ability to put it on your head and grow hair. I could probably use that more than I can use this, but I thought I'd mention it that, you know, you're in the dead of the winter right now, and some people are depressed and don't know why. You very well could have SAD, seasonal affective disorder, and this light very well may help you. You can buy these on Amazon, and they're all pretty much the same. I wouldn't go crazy buying the top of the line or worry about if you're buying the low end of the line. They all put out the same amount of brightness for the most part, and intensity for the most part. So you can buy, I would say, the cheapest one that they sell. Let's put it this way, the most inexpensive one that they sell, and get the same results. And again, you want to keep it around 6 inches to 24 inches for roughly, I think it's 10 minutes. It does come with a little guidebook here in a variety of languages that will tell you exactly how long and how far to keep it from your eyeballs. So interesting device, and I do know two or three people actually that swear by these devices and use them all the time. So just something I thought I'd point out to you and bring it up. Now let's take a look at how much these things cost, because they're not real expensive, but on the other hand, they're not necessarily cheap. The one that I just showed you is $60. That's not too bad. And there's a couple videos that will give you the you know, the more scientific definition of what it does. You can save an extra $6 right now from the $60, so it'll be $54. And check it out. It may be something that you could potentially be interested in, or you could actually know someone that this light therapy may help. It's kind of new wave technology, although it's been around for many, many years. But today, with, you know, the environment and health and all that kind of stuff, these are making their way back into the culture. And as I said, I have a couple people that I know that absolutely swear by these lights and say that they work. For me personally, I don't know. Okay, let's take a look at some apps of the day, and hopefully you'll find something here that you can use. Okay, the first one is a giant freebie page. Everybody likes giant freebies. So this is Yo Free Samples. Yo Free Samples. This is at yofreesamples.com, and not only can you get all kinds of apps for the iOS and your Android and all that kind of stuff, but you get free stuff in general. You can get free samples without surveys by mail, baby samples, beauty samples. Everyone listening to the Gadget Professor needs beauty samples. All kinds of free stuff, birthday freebies, wedding freebies, I can only imagine. But, you know, take this with a grain of salt. Be careful as to what you sign up for. Read the fine print, but pretty innocuous site, but it does have a lot of interesting stuff on it. Now, I recently got an email asking me if there are any alternatives to Zoom, and actually there are a lot of them. So many of you may have been familiar with Google Hangouts. That's actually been revisited, and what it's called now essentially is Google Meetings, and it's still alive and well. You can go to Google Meet anytime you want, and it's quite simple to use. Here is the home page, and you just click start a meeting, or if you're running a meeting, you're going to get a code. You're going to enter the code number, and you're going to click join. That is it. Now, this does some interesting things. You're going to get the same protections and security that you typically would with any Zoom call or similar type of technology. Meet video conferences are encrypted, which is good in the transmission, and they have a variety of different safety features that they continuously run when you are on it. You can meet anybody, anywhere. You can get the whole crew together. and business proposals, collaboratives, chemistry assignments, or just catch up on family meetings. It's very nice. You can have up to 100,000 viewers. I don't know 100,000 people. I'm not sure I know 50,000 people. Nice about this, of course, is you can meet on any device. It doesn't matter what platform you're on. Any tablet, any smartphone, any computer, Mac, PC, Linux. It gives you a great, nice, speed-free, if you will, high-quality video and audio. It does have artificial intelligence to enhance the calls, both the sound and the video. So that's really, really nice. You have live captions, if you so desire, by Google Speech Recognition Technology. That's real nice, real nice. And here is the poop on it. It tells you how you could stay connected and all those types of things. Now, everybody's wondering, is it free? Is it free? Well, down here they have a Q&A, and if you click on this, this tells you exactly what you need to know. Now listen up. Anyone with a Google account can create a video meeting. You can invite up to 100 participants and meet for 60 minutes per meeting for free. If you want more people or additional services, you're going to click on their plans here, and it shows Google Meet, always free, get started. You have 24 hours to use it. You have a one-hour meeting, and you have 100 participants, and you can have unlimited one-hour meetings. So the truth of the matter is, if your meeting is up at the end of 1 hour, basically just close that meeting out and start the next meeting if you want, or have someone else pick up the meeting. So it's not a big deal really to do that. And a lot of people will basically operate it that way. If you want more, you can pay $8 a month. You could just buy the month that you need. You don't have to buy it every month. And you're going to get the same 24 hours. However, you can have a 24-hour meeting up to 100 people. And here it gives you the check marks of all the things that you can do and you can't do. And there are definitely some differences here. I don't think anybody that's watching the Gadget Professor show is going to have to worry about unlimited meetings for 250 people or more. I don't know, maybe you do, but all that stuff is definitely there for you to see. So check out Google Meet. It works real well. I use it all the time, and I like it better than Zoom. It just seems to be easier to operate, and people have less of a hassle getting on it. That's just me, but it is an alternative to Zoom. Not that I'm saying Zoom is bad or anything at all. I use Zoom too, but if you want an alternative, check that out and see if you like it. Again, it's a very good app, and a lot of stuff to a lot of things that it will offer you. Okay, some apps of the day. This is a nice one, Multi-Chat for WhatsApp. A lot of you use WhatsApp, and I use it particularly to talk to people that are out of the United States. And I use WhatsApp all the time for video and audio. This is an app that will allow you to have a multi-chat or a group chat on WhatsApp. It's just another app that you would click. It gives you access to the whole chat, which is including group chats. So if you want multiple people on there at one time, you can add 10 plus accounts, which is nice. You can reply to anyone normally, just like the app. You can access photos, multimedia, play voice messages, send videos, all kinds of crazy things. So totally free, very nice app. Of course, there's in-app purchases like everything else, but so be it. I have covered a couple of these apps over the last few weeks. This one is called Memo's Voice, yet another new entry into it. This is an excellent, excellent app if you want to take voice memos. It's efficient, powerful, simple, and convenient to edit. This is the one that I will use when I'm in a rush. You can take highlighted notes during the recording. You can edit the notes easily. I like that. This is what's cool. You can insert and browse multiple pictures. That I like. So as it's recording, you can take pictures of the specifics that you want to make notation of. That's a nice feature, and it's easy to operate. So check that out. Memo's Voice. Now, this next one is awesome. This is a must-have. It's free. Hujai Collage Story Edits. I love this app. Primarily for the iPhone and the iPad. It's only when you realize that no one can stay forever will you learn to cherish the moments that you have together. Yada-da-da-da-da. But what's nice about this app is it gives you a pre-formatted art format that's easy to use, and you can record and put on slogans and sayings, and look how nice it looks. Nice, nice. It makes you look like a professional photographer. So what's nice about this is you're going to get a lot of really nice classical template frames that you just pick the one you like. You can write your story on it. You can use a variety of handwriting stickers to enhance what you have. You can add more photos to it. It has some very nice filters that give your photos a nice flair. And also, what's kind of neat about this is you can actually come up with some cool quotes. And the quotes are always kind of amusing to me, because you can pick a quote that is, you know, right to the point and sounds phenomenal, sounds like you're a real genius or that you're so well read. But really, you just look at the bunch of quotes, you pick the one that sounds good to you, you click it, and it's up there, and it has nice graphic lettering. So you might as well take advantage of the technology. But it's a very nice app. I think you'll definitely enjoy that. Let's get back here. Here we go. It's a wonderful app, Hygie Collage. Now, another app that's relatively new and it's free is Video Recorder Pro. This is a very interesting app, and you'll notice here that all the videos that you're showing are in the horizontal format, which I prefer rather than that insane vertical format like on TikTok. I hate that format. Video Recorder Pro is a top-notch professional application for recording video, which offers a wide range of manual control to shoot your desired video easily and straight for your mobile phone. What's nice about this is you have access, okay, to whatever feature it is that you desire. You can control your exposure, your shutter speed, your ISO, your white balance, your focus, your zoom, your frame rate, the quality, the resolution, the aspect ratio, and much more. It's super, super easy to transfer these recorded files using iTunes or AirDrop, and you can save multiple videos. They make a nice little synopsis video if you just want to say, hi, it's Joe. I'm on vacation in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and here's a picture of a coal mine. So this app is pretty cool for just making those slow, quick videos that are just brainless. You know, you're just going to take the camera. If it's too dark, too light, you want to have higher resolution, lower resolution, every resolution, everything is right on the picture frame, if you will, of your phone, and it just works so well. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend that app. So let's move on here, and the next app that I'm going to talk about is this one is only for the Android operating system. I got an email actually just this week, and it said, is there any decent black and white app that I can just take black and white photos with when I take them on my Android system? They're always flat looking. Well, here is the Black and White Cam Pro with black and white camera. It is free. And it used to be $1.49, but now it's free. And the features are great. It's very simple to use. It has different colored lens. So you might say, well, why do I want a colored lens if I'm shooting black and white? Because different colored lenses, red, blue, green, will bring out different tones. And that's what makes these black and white pictures look so crisp and so nice and have such a nice tonal range of quality. It's the filters. So you have a bunch of filters to choose from. You can kind of see that down there. And you can actually sample the filters live. That's nice. This also will add some simulated grain, which again beefs up the look and feel and texturization of the photograph. So this is a very nice app. It's 100% free. If you have an Android phone, check this out. You'll be amazed how nice the photos are. And last but not least, I love this app. It's called Phone Drive. This is going to set you back about $4, but what it will do is it will allow you to make your smartphone basically a flash drive, and that's real handy to transfer photos and videos back and forth. It's a very nice app, very, very functional. You can now use your iOS as a wireless, USB stick, if you want to look at it that way. Phone Drives allows you to store, view, manage local or cloud files on your iPhone or iPad. You could connect to the Phone Drive from any Mac or PC over your Wi-Fi network and transfer the file simply by dragging and dropping. That is huge, and it's something that, quite frankly, I do all the time. And this is the app that I use, and you just go on your network. Now, make sure that your smartphone, your iPhone, or your iPad is on the same network that your computer is, whether you're a Mac or PC. Right, you all got to be on the same network so they can see each other. So that works pretty good, and I think you'll enjoy that app. And that, folks, is going to wrap things up today for the Gadget Professor. I will see everybody next week, and hopefully we will be back in Arizona. And be well.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.